came across a quite interesting and somewhat different application just recently. It's called BookTrack. If you visit the site at booktrack.com, what you see initially is a similar kind of functionality to that which you get from library software. So essentially you've got loads of book tracks, different genres of books, different themes. Each one has a little thumbnail and title, and it tells you how many people have read it. When you click on it, that opens another window, and in here you get a few more details, but you've got the option to play. Now, when you play the book, it presents you with the text contained therein, but, and here's the extra bit, it also plays a background track. Now, that can be musical, or it can be sound effects, or both. I guess it could even be someone reading the text out loud, but that's not the basic principle here. It's to add atmosphere to the reading experience, to provide that sense of being there, I suppose. There's quite an extensive range of books, clearly not so many of the commercial ones, but all of the books which are in the public domain, for example. So you've got some of the Shakespeare plays, lots of poetry, things like Sherlock Holmes. I had a look at Rikki Tikki Tavi, and that was quite interesting. It played a really interesting musical sound effect in the background, but with also some sound effects of Rikki eating, and it really did add to the experience. But the crucial thing with BookTrack is that you can add your own tracks. So it's not just a publishing medium, it's a creative one too. And here's where it might be really powerful with your students, thinking about the underlying themes and what the text is actually saying, and finding music which is appropriate to that. The creating process couldn't be any easier. And you can also do that for your own stories. And that's when it might be really powerful, if you're thinking about your writing and that other medium in mind at the same time. So having created an account, you simply go through the three-step process. It's essentially uploading some text and then some very basic text editing if you need to do so. Then finding a soundtrack in the ones which are available through the sound library and adding them to the text at the appropriate places. You just highlight your text and add the sound effect to it. So you do it bit by bit on a paragraph by paragraph basis, or on a more extensive basis. You can even obviously add soundtracks to little sentences. So that could be really powerful. There's also a teacher sign-up feature, so there's an intention that this is used as a very much used as a classroom tool. That might be worth exploring too.